Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
European Union has to disclose information on transatlantic trade and investment partnership talks. The European Ombudsman, Emily O'Reilly, opened two investigations on July the 31st, targeting the European Commission and the European Council, calling for greater transparency around the ongoing transatlantic trade and investment partnership negotiations. According to a press release issued on Thursday by Friends of the Earth Europe, O'Reilly also called for the disclosure of EU negotiating directives and lists of Commission meetings with stakeholders. Real World Radio interviewed Natasha Singori, corporate campaigner of Friends of the Earth Europe. The environmental organization, which comprises the Friends of the Earth member groups in the region, has been denouncing the extreme lack of transparency surrounding the EU-US talks to sign the agreement. In fact, the press release reads, quote, "Civil society calls for transparency have largely remained unanswered, including a letter sent by Friends of the Earth Europe to the EU Commissioner De Gucht on behalf of 257 civil society organizations in May of 2014. Access to documents requested by Friends of the Earth Europe were mostly rejected, and if they were provided, took the European Commission several months to respond instead of the prescribed 15 working days. The trade deal between the European Union and the United States is the largest free trade agreement ever negotiated, explains Friends of the Earth Europe, and it will impact on almost every aspect of citizens' lives on both sides of the Atlantic. In the interview, Singori tells how hard it has been to get information about the talks and explains the risk of this deal where almost everything is on the table.
Natasha, we knew that on July 31st, last week, the European Ombudsman, Mrs. O'Reilly, opened two investigations targeting the European Commission and Council, calling for greater transparency around their ongoing transatlantic trade and investment partnership negotiations. How did you receive this news in Friends of the Earth Europe, Natasha, and what do you expect to happen with this?
So, as Friends of the Earth Europe, we very much welcome these new investigations by the European Ombudsman. I think it's very important to say the European Ombudsman in Europe has really a political role. She is a person who is basically investigating whether EU institutions are doing their job properly and whether they are applying their rules properly. So the fact that she decides on her own to investigate whether the Council of the European Union and the European Commission are applying their rule properly when they're dealing with the EU-US trade negotiations is a significant step for us, in particular because Friends of the Earth has been one of the leading groups asking for more transparency and criticizing the approach of these two institutions very early on in the TTIP process. So this is going to be very useful. I think definitely she cannot come up with a ruling that is legally binding, but the fact that she's going to make political recommendations about the process is going to be potentially very important for the future.
According to a press release sent out by Friends of the Earth Europe, you said there, the organization says that the Ombudsman, O'Reilly, is calling for EU negotiating directives and lists of commission meetings with stakeholders to be published also. As you said, Natasha, you have been denouncing the extreme lack of transparency surrounding the trade talks between the EU and the US. In which ways or why do you say this lack of transparency is happening? What do you see about that?
Well, I think first it's very important to say that the Council and the Commission have consistently refused to disclose those documents by using the argument that this is about international matters and trade exceptions, while actually what we see very much with this EU-US trade negotiation is that they will mainly affect domestic regulation. So in fact, this is not so much about trade, but this is very much about what is happening when it comes comes to regulations in the different countries. And this is why we have been pushing to get information, because this deal, if it is agreed, will really affect the way regulations for the food that people eat and the chemicals that people have in the products they use on both sides of the Atlantic. So we have been calling for these to be opened, and of course the Commission mainly has refused to give information also because there is a very strong corporate lobbying behind those negotiations, and they also know that we are also denouncing the attempts made by very big companies to use those negotiations to deregulate good regulations in Europe, and of course this is not really good publicity for the trade talks.
Natasha, I have seen that the civil society has been calling for transparency, and that those calls done by the civil society have been unanswered, including a letter sent by Friends of the Earth Europe to the EU Commissioner De Gucht on behalf of 257 civil society organizations in May. What happened exactly with that call, Natasha?
So this is a joint civil society letter that was coordinated by Friends of the Earth Europe, and that was basically using the argument that I described, that these negotiations are not so much about trade but very much about domestic regulations, and this is a reason why citizens should have the right to know what is being negotiated. This letter was sent in the middle of the month of May 2014, and until now has remained unanswered, and I think this is why the Ombudsman investigation is very relevant. In fact, the Ombudsman, when she opened the inquiry against the European Commission, has used our letter as ammunition to lodge inquiry. So, of course, this has not been answered yet, but at the same time, the fact that this can help an institution like the European Ombudsman to launch an inquiry is very positive, I think. And I think this is also a recognition by the European Ombudsman of the very important role that civil society can play and should play in this process.
Natasha, have you any way been able in Friends of the Earth Europe to get any kind of information about the talks, or it's absolutely all in secrecy and you haven't been able to get any news or any details about what is being negotiated by the EU and the US?
Well, we have got some information based on two channels. The first one was access to document requests that we filed about lobby meetings with the European Commission. It took us months to get access to those documents and only parts of those documents. But what we saw with this was clearly an overwhelming influence of business lobby groups in the negotiations, in their interactions with EU negotiators, which is very worrying because those business lobby groups, for most of them, have very concerning proposals. And the second channel that we have got was documents that were leaked to us in relation to specific parts of the agreement. Recently, we published a document that we received in relation to energy and raw materials. And in fact, what do we see is a very worrying agenda when it comes to those issues, promoting the extraction of more fossil fuels and the exports of more fossil fuels from the US to the EU. So far, I have to say, while we are lacking general information on the process and more information about what exactly is being negotiated, every time we get access to information, we just get confirmation that what is being negotiated is really worrying.
We are aware that the EU and US trade deal is the largest free trade agreement ever negotiated. That's what you say in the press release. So you were mentioning raw materials, for example. What other kind of stuff are under this this trade deal, Natasha? In general terms, at least, for example, I don't know, food. In which senses those negotiations can be affecting, of course, the lives of the peoples living in both sides of the Atlantic.
I mean, it's very important to come back to the very beginning of the process, where the EU and the US made it clear that pretty much everything was going to be on the table. The only sector that is clearly excluded at the moment is audiovisual, because some EU member states clearly refused to open this for negotiations. But in fact, everything going from energy to chemicals, food safety, financial regulation is up for negotiations. This is very important because on the side of traditional trade issues, quotas and so on, the negotiators have been putting emphasis on what they call non-tariff, non-trade barriers, which is about the way those topics are regulated domestically, and also on possibly negotiating investment protection that would also allow companies to use special private courts to sue countries when they regulate under the trade agreement. So it needs to be very clear that at the moment, despite statements made by the EU trade negotiators that we shouldn't be worried about our standards for food, or we shouldn't be worried about our standards for chemicals, basically everything is on the table, and we haven't seen documents that are reassuring us in relation to the concerns that we have.
Natasha, have you known about any reaction of the European Commission and Council after this call made by Ms. O'Reilly?
So far, I haven't heard about anything, and of course, they also haven't replied to any of the civil society calls made earlier.
Okay, anything else maybe, Natasha, that you would like to add?
No, I think it's very important that we keep talking about the topic, that people keep interested and keep sharing also information about it, because I think this is really the civil society pressure that can help challenging the way these talks are being driven at the moment, and can avoid that they result in something really damaging for protection for citizens and the environment.
Okay, it was Natasha Shingotti, corporate campaigner, Friends of the Earth Europe. Thank you very much, Natasha.
Thanks, Jose. Thank you.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.